In 2010, Steve Jobs unveiled the iPad with characteristic flair, presenting it as a revolutionary device that would transform how we consume media and connect with others. Yet behind closed doors, Jobs strictly limited his own children's screen time. This wasn't isolated hypocrisy. Tech titans from Twitter co-founder Evan Williams to former Wired editor Chris Anderson all imposed strict limits on their children's technology use while publicly promoting digital immersion. Why? They understood a troubling truth. They had created technologies designed to be irresistible. We've entered an era where addiction has been democratized. Previous generations faced limited temptations like alcohol or cigarettes, but we now navigate an ocean of digital hooks, each meticulously engineered through thousands of tests to maximize engagement. What began as harmless fun in the early 2000s has evolved into weaponized behavioral addiction. Clinical psychologists report that virtually every patient they see suffers from at least one behavioral addiction, often masked by outward professional success. From compulsive email checking to endless social media scrolling, these digital dependencies are reshaping our brains, relationships, and society, creating an epidemic of disconnection despite unprecedented connectivity. Behavioral addiction, first identified in 1968, is now defined by its harmful consequences rather than just irresistible behaviors. Unlike essential functions, addiction delivers short-term rewards with significant long-term damage. Behavioral addictions address similar psychological needs as substance addictions and can produce comparable harm even without chemical consumption. The biology of behavioral addiction mirrors substance addiction. Brain scans show that neural pathways activated when a gaming addict starts playing closely resemble those of a heroin user injecting. Both flood the brain with dopamine, producing pleasure. As tolerance develops, the brain produces less dopamine naturally, requiring larger doses for the same high. Between these experiences, reduced dopamine creates deeper lows, perpetuating the addiction cycle. Kent Berridge's research distinguished between wanting and liking in addiction. While dopamine was traditionally associated with pleasure, Berridge discovered it actually drives wanting. When rats were surgically prevented from producing dopamine, they stopped seeking sugar water but still showed pleasure when tasting it, explaining why addiction persists even when addicts no longer enjoy the substance or behavior, but continue to crave it intensely. What makes digital experiences so addictive? They're carefully engineered to target our psychological vulnerabilities. Goals powerfully motivate us. Marathon data shows finishing times cluster just below milestone hours as runners find hidden reserves to beat these arbitrary but meaningful markers. References to goal pursuit and perfectionism in literature have risen dramatically since 1950. Unpredictable feedback proves more compelling than consistent rewards. Psychologist Michael Zeiler found pigeons pecked buttons almost twice as frequently when rewards came unpredictably. Facebook exploited this psychology with its like button, transforming passive social media into an addictive experience where users seek the dopamine hit of unpredictable validation. Modern games employ sophisticated addiction-maximizing methods. Through color coding, designers track engagement-driving features. With millions of users, companies run experiments to determine which mechanics create the longest play sessions. Energy systems artificially limit gameplay, then offer players the option to pay to continue rather than wait hours for energy to replenish. In 2009, Hipstamatic launched an iPhone app for adding retro filters to photos. Instagram quickly surpassed it by making two critical decisions: offering the app for free and creating a dedicated social network for sharing. By 2012, Instagram grew to hundreds of millions of users, while Hipstamatic peaked at just 5 million. Instagram's addictiveness stems from its social feedback mechanism. As social creatures, humans crave validation, and Instagram delivers this through likes and comments, but in an unpredictable pattern that keeps users hooked. The uncertainty of whether a photo will receive many or few likes creates anxiety about one's social value. This fear of negative feedback drives users to extreme measures, taking hundreds of shots before posting one, using apps to remove flaws, and carefully curating a perfect online image. Model Essena O'Neill, who amassed 500,000 followers, eventually exposed this reality by revealing the truth behind her glamorous posts. Social media is contrived images and edited clips ranked against each other. It's a system based on social approval, likes, validation, and views, success in followers. Today's children spend a third of their lives on screens, with face-to-face interaction declining proportionally. A 2012 study showed children at a tech-free summer camp improved their ability to read emotional cues by 33% after just 1 week, outperforming peers who kept their devices. Children are especially susceptible to behavioral addiction due to underdeveloped self-control. Hardship inoculation, the mental growth from solving problems without technological assistance, is disappearing. Meanwhile, digital amnesia has become prevalent, with 91% of adults viewing phones as extensions of their brains, and most unable to recall important phone numbers. Psychologist Sherry Turkle contends that technology, especially texting, creates poor communicators by removing spontaneity and nonverbal cues essential for empathy development. As Louis C.K. noted, children don't develop empathy through digital communication because they miss seeing how their words affect others' faces. What happens to emotional intelligence when a generation grows up never facing the immediate consequences of their words? Behavioral addiction requires replacement, not willpower or suppression. When behaviors are repressed, as evidenced by conservative religious states showing higher pornography consumption, urges often intensify. Charles Duhigg's Golden Rule of Habit Change maintains the cue and reward while altering only the routine. Behavioral architecture, designing your environment to minimize temptation, is essential for managing addiction. The principle of proximity shows that nearby objects impact your mental life more significantly than distant ones. Something as simple as your phone's location can dramatically affect usage. When temptation is unavoidable, tools can reduce the psychological immediacy of addictive experiences. Examples include Benjamin Grosser's Facebook Demetricator, which removes numerical feedback to decrease compulsive checking, and apps like Waste No Time that monitor and limit time spent on specific websites with customizable restrictions. Gamification channels addictive behavioral forces toward positive outcomes. In 2009, DDB Stockholm turned a staircase into a piano keyboard, increasing stair usage by 66%. Similar experiments with a deepest bin doubled garbage collection, while a recycling arcade game increased proper usage 50-fold. Half the developed world struggles with addiction, increasingly behavioral rather than substance-based. Most addictive digital experiences emerged after 2000, and by 2030, entirely new ones will appear. We suffer from the end-of-history illusion, falsely believing change will slow when it's actually accelerating. Virtual reality and future platforms will make current addiction seem primitive. The solution isn't abandoning technology, but redesigning it. Workplaces can disable after-hours email. Games can incorporate natural stopping points. And social media can remove numerical feedback, driving unhealthy comparison. Our relationship with technology isn't predetermined, it's designed. And what's designed can be redesigned. When you feel that irresistible pull toward your phone, remember, that feeling was engineered. But you can engineer your environment too, creating spaces where human connection thrives and technology serves rather than consumes. In a world built to keep us clicking, perhaps the most revolutionary act is simply looking up.